I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for Monday, June 3rd, 2019, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lutke?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome all of you to our City Council meeting this evening. If there's a particular issue you would like to address council on, please raise your hand when we get to that item on the agenda, and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. There are copies of the agenda on the two side tables at the sidewalls if you'd like to take a look at it. At this time, I welcome you to join our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Richardson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda, and I would like to add as the last item, whatever number that turns out being, an executive session to discuss potential litigation. We'll put a number on it once we see if there's any other additions to the agenda this evening. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Mr. Hanam? Okay, let's make that 12A. Schedule zoning and annexation committee meeting. Okay, we'll make that agenda item 13. Toledo Water Plant Tour Invitation, which I encourage you all to do. It's a fascinating place to visit, and they've made a lot of improvement. Other members of City Council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to have a quick discussion, I think it will be, regarding DORA and the situation I came upon this past Saturday.
We'll add that as 14, a DORA discussion. Moment, we don't have the chief. Oh, there you are, out there. I'm sorry. Any additional items from members of City Council? Hearing none, Mr. Sanford? Mr. Schreier? Chief Snorm? Mr. Aller? And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended? Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the executive session will appear as item 15 in the agenda. Moving on to agenda item four, this is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting held May 20th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes for the meeting held May 20th, 2019, as submitted.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes for May 20th, 2019, as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Chief Snorm is sitting out in the seats, and that's because he's got our new police captain with him. And he wanted to bring Danny Lynn Miller in to introduce you to all of City Council. I saw her Saturday morning. She was out riding around on a golf cart with the chief of the fire department, spending time for public safety that morning. So, any questions? Or, Chief, why don't you make a formal introduction?
Thank you for being here.
Any questions for our new captain?
Is it going to pay me?
No.
Toby?
So we're looking for two captains this year. Right now, Captain Miller is working all of the time. When do you have been?
That's right. It is nice, but that was not the basis of the sale. Congratulations, Captain Miller. One question before we move on. You told me about a bike rack that was causing you problems for safety. Is that the city's new bike rack you were referring to? To modify the tents in the middle to have a little swing around space, because I think the bike rack's there to stay. I thought it was a temporary bike rack when I told the chief to just drive through it. Don't drive through the permit. Thank you. All right, let's move on to agenda item 6. This is proposed ordinance 44-2019 as requested and written by Councilman Hanum. This is on the agenda for a second reading. Mr. Hanum, would you like to start the discussion or have a second reading? Okay. Constitutes the second reading. We do have the privilege of having two members of the Board of Education present. I'm not sure that City Council wants to have a discussion about this tonight. There has been earlier discussion that could be referred to the Safety Committee for more research, or could this be we move on to the next meeting in 2 weeks? What is Council's preference?
I'm
refer to safety, is that okay?
Okay.
I think that discussion is better held in the safety committee. I don't know what your opinion is, Mr. Hanum. Would you like to move that this... Moved and seconded to refer proposed ordinance 44-2019 to the safety committee for further research and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Frye, would you like to attempt to schedule a meeting?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would. I want to be cognizant of school district, if I understand, trying to get this in force for the new school year. Is that correct? Okay. The 22nd, Mr. Hanum? Okay. Of July? Of June, okay. Mrs. Westfall? And you said the 7th to the 12th? So we could do something. I'd like to do it on a typical council meeting night, but that's not going to be possible. I don't think, and meet the conversations with the school district 13th, maybe a bit soon. Exactly. I have a 5:30 meeting that day that I could try to keep as short as possible on the 24th, 7 o'clock, 7:30. That didn't look like that was a reluctant yes, Mrs. Westphal. Or we could make it in the morning if you prefer, but I wanted to be cognizant of the... Okay. 7 p.m.? That work for other members of council? You okay? Everyone else? Okay, let's try to... Let's go for the 7th, or the 24th, 7 p.m. Council chambers, yes. Great point, Mrs. Westphal. I was hoping that we were going to be able to have some additional discussion between now and then. Are members of the school board going to be available, or the new superintendent or interim superintendent? I just got an email about that a few minutes ago, so. Okay, so interim superintendent. Okay, that'd be great. June 24th. We're trying to keep, because we know that you're, I don't know what date school starts, but I'm assuming around the 18th to the 20th of August in that time range.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Hanum, I believe you said you're not going to be here on the 17th, which is our next meeting. Just for an inquiry, should we delay the third reading past that date then, since the committee meeting has been held since then or after that? So I don't think we should have the third reading that night, or the 17th. Okay. And so unless there's a special council meeting scheduled, council does not meet as a whole again until Monday, July 15th, 6 weeks from today. That's discussion? No motion is necessary, that's not a committee of the whole. Just have the clerk of council post that meeting. Okay, we're ready to move ahead to agenda item seven, which is scheduled to be a second reading of proposed ordinance 47-2019, an ordinance to levy a municipal motor vehicle license fee pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 4504.173. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce a second reading of ordinance number 47-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. An ordinance to levy a municipal motor vehicle license fee pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code, Section 4504.173.
All right, that constitutes the second reading as required by the state legislation. We will have that on the agenda in 2 weeks for a final reading and passage. Moving on to agenda item A. What's on here is abandoned gas station cleanup grant program. This is for property on Monroe Street, just east of Main Street, the old tire store property. Why don't we have Mr. Sanford give a report on his pursuit and apparent success in getting a grant to clean that site up. Mr. Sanford. Any questions for Mr. Sanford?
Mr. Mayor, I did have a question regarding this. So, do we know if there's been test borings done? Do we know whether or not the grant will be sufficient to clean the site up?
Right,
aside for whatever reason, let's say it went to $350,000. Who's on the hook for the other $100,000 if the state doesn't include it? It's not the city, correct? It's not, so it would be the land owner or developer or whatever, correct?
This is not a city-owned property. The city will not have an obligation or a liability. We are certainly, we are simply a catalyst to bring the state money to bear to clean it up.
And I assume that, I was 99% sure that was going to be the answer, but I wanted the last 1%.
You just never know. It is a fairly small site.
Right.
For $250,000, we could dig it all out and replace it.
Would the city have any say or oversight of what finally gets built on the site or developed into it once it happens? And furthermore, will the state have any input on that?
State is not able
the owners of the site indicated what their plans are for it.
Yeah, just a quick thought, but they want the building taken down. They have no use for the building, this new development.
We do have ordinance 50-2019. This is not a city-owned property. So this is a funding application to be read by the President and Council. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 50-2019. All members of Council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a grant agreement between the Ohio Development Services Agency and the City of Sylvania for the abandoned gas station cleanup grant program, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 50-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 50-2019.
It is moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 50-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 50-2019 is approved. Thank you, Mr. Sanford, for your work in finding and acquiring the grant. That is an important part of our downtown. I got told a couple times today at a gathering, local gathering, that is an eyesore downtown. And when is the city going to do something with it? This is very good. Thank you. Let's move on to agenda item 9. This is an offer to purchase additional property. It is to split 7 feet of property from a duplex property that's north of Inside the Five and add it to Inside the Five. Mrs. Reiner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If this looks familiar, this was previously approved by City Council in 2017. As part of that purchase, however, the owners of Inside the Five had to get some survey work done and do some lot splits. And then I believe they got very busy with the opening of Impact of Five and kind of put the plans on the back burner. In that time frame, unfortunately, that purchase agreement expired. So this is really just reapproving a previously approved purchase agreement because of a time delay. The purchase price is $500, and they do have the drawings and everything ready to go at this point so that this won't happen again. We'll get it right to the Planning Commission for their approval of the lot split and combination and get the project.
Just from my curiosity, are they going to develop, are they planning on developing to the north into this, or are they expanding the current structure? What's the plan?
That's my understanding, is that the reason that this additional property is needed is because of some work that's being done in the upstairs. They have to add a second stairway, and they need a property for that. Yeah.
All right. This is city-owned property, so it goes going around. This is Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 51-2019. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Approving the offer to purchase of First Brookside LLC to purchase a 7-foot by 148.84-foot parcel of the city's real estate at a sale price of $500. Authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept said offer to purchase on behalf of the city of Sylvania, determining said real estate to be no longer needed for municipal purposes, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
So it has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 51-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 51-2019.
It is moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 51-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 51-2019 is approved. That brings us to agenda item 10. This is Brining or Mr. Aller. Any update on the Fondren property?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have again reached out to Mr. Fondren, and he has continued to assure us that he is working with Greenbelt to prepare the appropriate drawings, and will get back to us as soon as he has those.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 11. We have 11A, which is a report on the Committee of the Whole meeting held this evening at 5:45 in these council chambers. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we did hold a Committee of the Whole meeting tonight, June 3rd, 2019. All members of council were present, and also joining us were Danny Fuller, Bill Sanford, the mayor was present, and Candy Saraconda. The topic of discussion was the city logo discussion with Fuller Art House representatives. So Danny Fuller, who owns the company, engaged council in a discussion about the new logo. She sought thoughts about the standard for the logo, inquired about the symbolism of spring leaves and the maple leaves. Council seemed to become focused on Sylvania's quality of life as a primary area of strength. Comments about the universities, the hospital, the schools, the sports, the park, the vibrant downtown, all of those were wonderful and important elements to be taken into consideration as we think of a new logo. There was some discussion about what makes our community distinctive. Keywords that seemed to surface: live, learn, work, play, strength. Danny built consensus to continue looking at the maple leaf or possibly an oak leaf. All council members had seen some previous designs of Danny's and seemed to be comfortable to have those be developed a little bit more and also to perhaps look at an oak leaf. So she is to bring back those original designs. We did also have some contributions from Candy Saraconda, who shared some thoughts and some pictures of logos that she liked. The group did agree to meet at 7 p.m. on Monday, June 17th. Mr. Richardson moved to adjourn, and Mr. Lucy seconded, and that motion carried. The meeting adjourned at 6:52. And with that, I'd like to make a motion for our meeting. I move that we hold a committee of the whole meeting to discuss, to continue discussions regarding city logo on Monday, June 17th at 7 p.m.
Been moved and seconded to have a committee of the whole meeting on Monday, June 17th at 7 p.m. for the next logo update discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk will appropriately post that committee of the whole meeting. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Moving on to agenda item 12, committee referrals. Mr. Hanum added 12A to schedule a zoning and annexation committee meeting to talk about parking requirements. Is that correct, Mr. Hanum? Yep.
Thank you.
who else is on the committee? Service Department Conference Room, okay. We'll have the clerk post that meeting as well. Thank you, Mr. Hanum. Any other committee referrals to address at this time? Hearing none, let's go on to added agenda item 13, a Toledo Water Plant Tour Invitation. Mr. Hanum, before you start, I'd like you to know that I got a text message just before we started our council meeting from the mayor of Maumee. Wanted to know if you folks got the invitation. He was surprised by it, as was I. Neither he or I received the invitation, but you can now know that Maumee City Council also received it. Mr. Comice is the chair of their utilities committee, and we've worked with him for the water commission. We worked with him a little bit on the water authority, but he is probably reaching out to you as a similar role, a legislative branch of government. And I think the tour part is very positive. If you've not toured that plant, it's worth seeing. It is quite a place. It was built during the Works Progress Administration. There's beauty in the building inside. It's all terrazzo floors and beautiful woodwork and other detailing. But the first time I toured it, it was falling apart, and the roof was literally caving in. The second time I toured it, it's been about 2 years ago, or maybe only a year ago. And all of those shortcomings have been corrected. All the old manual valves that they used to open and close have been replaced with electric valves. There's an electric control room now that they control everything from. And it's a very impressive facility. You also see the construction that's underway on the east side of the plant to double its size by another 40 million gallons per day, so that both the east and the west side of the plants are 80 million gallon per day installations. And Toledo is saying that that constitutes redundancy, that if one side of the plant is contaminated, the other side can be kept clean, or one side can be shut down for maintenance and the other side of the plant supply water to the 500,000 people it serves. You need to go and take a look at that for yourself. My issue has always been redundancy, not just price, but redundancy. And you'll find that there are two water channels that come in the center of the plant, both coming in from the same water crib, but two channels. And then one goes to the east plant, one goes to the west plant. And if that part of the plant becomes disabled, or if somebody wanted to sabotage it or contaminate it, I could stand there and throw something just like that and contaminate both sides of the plant. Or get ahead of that, and it's all the same water pipe anyway coming in. Hopefully they will allow you to take a look at the high-pressure pumping station, which is a separate building to the southwest of that site. You go in there. I was not allowed to take pictures when I was in there for security reasons, and I believe that. It looks like you're in one of the generator rooms at the Hoover Dam. There's six pumps in there, six high-pressure pumps. Two have been modernized to be variable volume pumps. And those are the two that they're using for the most part, so they can go up and down automatically based on the water usage. But when I was in that room, and I don't know if, Kevin, you've been in there since, it is not a fire-separated room. If there's an electrical fire in that room, the whole system can go down. I don't know why there aren't fire partitions in there. And I think it's be very educational for you to go and see it. It's very impressive. And at the same time, it has its own vulnerabilities. There is security going in. You'll be checked out when you get to the gate, whether you can go in or not. I highly recommend it. Now, there might be second part of the meeting. I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing, but you're going to have a, or discuss the proposed changes over light refreshments. Changes to the plant? They'll give you in greater detail than I just could. If you're going to want to talk to you about changes to the contract, well, I'd be interested in whatever they say. We've been in negotiations for more than a year for water commission contract. We have not reached any satisfactory end on that. And I've actually been asked by two or three Toledo City Council members what was going on. Now, either they literally legitimately didn't know, or they were trying to find out what I knew. So I don't know. But I think communication's good. Knowledge is, experience is good. So I go if you can. You don't need to change your plans to go to a particular time. FEMA call gets in there pretty regularly, so there will be other opportunities. And it's a good idea. You can also meet up with your Maumee City Councilman, apparently, and maybe some other city councils are being invited as well. Does not stay on here that I can see. Nick's a good guy, no doubt about it. Quite knowledgeable and sincere. Probably more than you wanted to hear. There's some symbolism in here. When you go to the main lobby, there's branded on the walls, and they literally have a map of Lake Erie and where the intake is, carved into the granite, and where the water plant is and where the water is. And it's pretty neat to see work progress type of building. I got down in the basement, so it's not as pretty in the basement. But that's where all the pipes are.
Okay. Thanks for asking. Okay, on to added agenda item 14, a DORA, designated outdoor refreshment area discussion. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just kind of wanted input from City Council regarding a situation that I experienced on Saturday. And in the village, I was volunteering in there, and a young couple walked in to, when I first saw them, they were walking out of one of the village buildings they had visited, and both had DORA cups. And my first thought is, oh, they don't belong here. Then I thought, well, is there a difference between Maple and Main's liquor license? Okay, that's, well, and that's why I kind of went, oh, I started to think I should say something, and then I wasn't sure if I should say something, so I wanted a conversation. So if it happens again, I know what
first
to
off,
do.
The Maple and Main liquor permit did not include historic village property. I signed that, and that's only for Main Street and some Maplewood Avenue right away. It's not extended on the city property. Correct, Chief?
Okay. Then I think that
or does
being,
the DORA district extended?
Right, right. Then that being the case, I think we need signage, more signage, saying so folks understand that they're, because if we're going to have our buildings open, I don't think it's fitting that we have people drinking in them, especially when we're trying to cater a lot to children and young families. So I don't know if we can request signage, saying don't go beyond this spot. I need some input. So
was it a widespread problem or just one couple?
I just saw one couple. I was there right before the storm started, so I only saw a few people before the storms happened. And I did not say anything because I wasn't sure where I was supposed to.
Mr. Eller, right behind you, has a comment.
Signs are being made up. Signs are being made. We have the concern that it's not necessary. So we have not really here. There's no malice in any of this. They're just not in there, so. We were making signs up, there to address that situation. And when we did that, I thought that certainly needs to be those signs are being moved to
like on the fence, if they're further up, closer to the street.
We'll probably have, but yeah, closer up to the street. We'll have them close to the driveways, just a little bit from the sidewalk, so that it doesn't, basically doesn't block the sidewalk.
Thank you, Mrs. Hudson. Chief Snorer, you got any comments about the Dora? Last time we checked, you weren't having any particular enforcement problems, or? Just the council to hear that. And they're going to name it a big event. And they'll see about the first Friday this coming Friday. So the forecast is warmer, we'll have no issues. Okay. Now, the next item on the agenda will be the executive session. Any further business before we ask the folks here to leave? Again, there would be an executive session for the sole purpose of discussing potential litigation. There'll be no action taken in the executive session and no action expected to be taken after the executive session. But I'd like to have a motion and a second to go into executive session for the discussion of only of potential litigation.
I move to go into executive session for the discussion of potential litigation.
Second. Moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini? Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
The vote is 7-0 to go into committee of the whole executive session. I recommend a 5 or 10 minute recess before we do that. When we're all back at the table, we'll go into that executive session. Thank you. And that does mean we need to clear the house. We welcome you. We come out of the executive committee of the whole executive session. We move that second. We go to the call roll.
Mrs. Capellini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Order 7. If you're not going to please open the door and nobody's out there. All right, please move. Turn the recorder back on. I don't know whether it was off, but we now are back in open session of City Council. We have returned from our executive session where potential litigation was discussed. There were no decisions made during executive session, and there are no votes or decisions to be made at this time. We are now at the end of our council agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until Monday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. for our next regularly scheduled meeting. Thank you all for attending.